Nearby Business on 90.3 Near FM with Declan Ralph and Dave Daly.
Well, welcome back again, and just to let you know, Hope Brewery started in 2015 by four friends after a series of late night discussions around the kitchen table. Hope Brewery, located at the Hope Junction in Kilbarrick, is a state-of-the-art brewery which produces a range of award-winning premium craft beers, and we have now on the phone Des McSweegan, founder and head of sales. You're very welcome, Des, to the programme.
Good to talk to you again, Dave.
How are you? How are you keeping?
I'm upright and creating a shadow, so that can't be bad.
That sounds very good. Sounds great. Okay, let's talk some beer. Just in terms of the names of the products that you have, I had a great look at it today there, and I've seen a lot of them around. We've had a few in the house over the year and so on. Handsome Jack, Grunt, Pass If You Can, Underdog, and Hop On. Tell us the story behind Hop On.
Well, I have to say, it's something that we thought a lot about at one of those sort of late night round table discussions, Dave, and we wanted our imagery, our labeling, and our beers not just to be a lovely beverage, which hopefully some people enjoy, but also to have some sort of a story and a depth to them. And the fact that we're all Northside Dublin people, born or living there all our lives, what we did is we went to try and find stories that interested us, you know, myth, legend, folks, whatever it might have been, and we checked out archives and Fingal, etc. And when we came across a story that tickled us, we then dug into it and basically gave that brief to our designers, and out of those briefs and those stories came the images. So if you take something like Hop On, now Hop On was a modern version of the older ones you mentioned there, Dave. And I have to say, you couldn't have written a better script for our thinking and the Hope branding and the imagery. That's actually a true story. And the fact that we're based 80 meters from the Hope Junction Dart Station, the tale is that a couple of young fellas, as they would do when the dart started probably 30 years ago, basically bunked onto the dart because they had a bit of time to spend and ended up in Dunleary. And jumped off in Dunleary and found themselves getting on a boat on the ferry across to Holyhead. Again, they bunked on, ended up in Holyhead, did the same thing over there, managed to get themselves on a train, ended up in Heathrow, decided they didn't want to go home the same way because they were probably getting a bit peckish now. This is two lads with nothing in their pockets 30 years ago. For whatever way, they blagged their way onto a plane in Heathrow and ended up in New York.
Brilliant story.
And that is a true story. We couldn't make it up. Yeah. And if you think about the times we're living in now, Dave, how you couldn't get to the south side of the city without a passport.
That's right.
So, very ingenious, I have to say. But that's where the labelling came from. That is the story you hop on. And it was perfect for our tale.
And the Pass If You Can is about a highwayman in North County Dublin, I believe. Is that right?
Absolutely. Ireland's version of Robin Hood now. And in fairness, you know, on the Meath, Kildare, North Dublin border, seemingly a couple of hundred years ago, this man minding his own business, sitting at a pub, and a fair old maiden sort of caught his eye, and her brother and father were in jail for something. So she managed to talk this lad into trying to help her get them out of jail. So with an eye on the women, this fella, you know, decided that he had no money, so he'd maybe rob a bit. So he became so good at robbing people in that neck of the woods, the locals dubbed the townland Pass If You Can. And that still exists today, that Pass If You Can. Even Google Maps has it now, and unfortunately it's just a crossroads, doesn't have the same sort of romantic background to it. But anybody up this neck of the woods, North County Dublin, they'd recognise that story, Dave. So again, it fits perfectly into our thinking.
That's really great. And how have the last 18 months been for you in terms of business?
Well, I suppose like everybody, Dave, it's been very challenging. And I sometimes call it like Groundhog Days. You know, has it been 18 months? It feels like, I don't know what it feels like. But to be honest with you, all that aside, the most important thing is everybody stayed well. I mean, everybody in the brewery and people that we know, that's first and foremost. And after we realized, Dave, when this monster hit us 18 or 19 months ago, that we were actually going to be staying open and not closing as a business, our local retailers, who have been just so supportive, just were very, very strong on sales. So like a good small business, we were able to pivot and sort of react to that, and basically 98% of everything that we did over last year was into our cans, which put a big sort of pressure on our production. But we managed to do that. Sales were great, which surprised us. Obviously, we had nothing in the pub and hospitality end of things, but that changed this year. Now, retail has slowed down, but what's kept us up this year is the fact that our other four channels are open. Like pubs, it's very difficult for them, but they are open, not back to their best, and hotels and restaurants are open and not back to their best, and export is open and not back to its best. But when you combine all that, again, it's kept us upright, kept our lights on, kept us paying our bills, and more importantly, kept the eight of all of us employed. So we've actually expanded slightly in the last 18 months, which is almost counterintuitive, but both in warehouse space size, we now have bought our own canning line to maintain that flexibility, and we've taken on an extra staff member as well. So we can't complain, Dave, albeit it's very tough. It's very tough for everybody.
It was a very enjoyable visit the day I went down there, with the sights and the sounds of the brewery and the smells and everything else going on there. You're now offering brewery tours and tasting, is that right?
Yeah, we do that, Dave, and you know, we were excited now after the when the restrictions started to lift and we were allowed to go outdoors generally, as you know, into the wilderness again, and that was great. And probably about 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, we got our first customers back in to do brewery tours with all the protocols around it, and that was fantastic. It put more life back into the brewery. And now we have, you know, in the weeks just gone by now, just temporarily postponed them just till we see how everything pans out.
Yeah.
So it's that trickiness. You can't rely on
it.
You can't make plans any more than 5 weeks ahead type of thing. But yes, when things get back to normal and we can, you know, be a little, get this monster under control a bit better, brewery tours are something that we love doing. And we do them ourselves because we like to explain to people not just how we brew beer, the beer they're drinking, but also the stories, like you mentioned there, behind our beers. That's really important.
We have a text in from a listener here who says he loves the beer and he likes to drink the hop-on product. He wants to know, is it available in the larger containers that he can drink like a keg at home? Is that something you have available these days?
Well, it's gas. That's, you know, again, some of the challenges a business like ours had over the last 18 months with this constant pivoting into, you know, production. It's, you know, the brewing the beer is almost the easy thing. Then what packaging format do you put it into? You know, pubs closed, then everything goes into cans. And we're like a tanker. You can't do this week by week. So with everything sort of open at the moment, we have it split between keg, can and bottle, which we all do in-house. And we do those mini kegs, Dave. That's what they are. They're 5 liter mini kegs.
Okay.
That we fill to order. And last year during the summer, which was reasonable, and we were all locked in our back gardens, the sale for that type of product was fantastic, and it was brilliant for us. But literally in September, it went off a cliff and stopped.
Okay.
And so this year it's different. Now, to that customer's question, we will be filling mini kegs of a couple of different beers, Hop On, probably Handsome Jack as well, but we'll also probably do our new winter seasonal Emmer Stout to order. So some of the speciality shops like McHugh's and Martin's and Just Divine and Gibney's and Lilac Wines, these great supporters of ours in the north side of the city, they will have a limited stock of these coming up to Christmas Day.
Well, that's brilliant, and we're looking forward to enjoying some Hope beer over the Christmas, and sensibly, of course. And Des, we're going to play a little piece shortly of my visit to your brewery on that day. It was really good, and it was for us it was groundbreaking because we hadn't done anything like that before, and we really enjoyed it. And thanks again for your time this evening, and the very best of luck with the business as it goes forward. Thanks very much, Des.
Not at all. Pleasure. Great to talk to you again, Dave.
Thank you.